From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 42 people were killed Saturday in double suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying that five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. A top envoy at the UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva called for all parties to condemn that attack in the city of Homs. UN Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari, the head of the Syrian government delegation at the talks, said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said, we requested for Mr. Mistura to issue a statement condemning the terrorist suicide attack that took place today in Homs and was carried out by the Nusra Front. Meanwhile, Syria's main opposition camp said on Saturday it condemned the act of terrorism. Nasser al-Hariri, the chief negotiator for the opposition High Negotiations Committee, said, we condemn all terrorist operations committed by terrorist groups, and if what happened in Homs is a terrorist operation, then my remarks are clear. Meanwhile, the Syrian government launched an intense airstrike campaign against parts of rural Homs and the city's only neighborhood still under opposition control. Most of the city had been under Syrian government control for several years. This is VOA News. Iraqi